order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Onderdonk?
Here.
President Brooks?
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve Stephanie Boron to attend the meeting via phone conference.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Governor Josh.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Onderdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. On to consent agenda items. A through F are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda item? Okay.
No.
All right. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So
second. Roll call vote, please, Lisa.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Mr. Onderdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Okay. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. Are there any in our audience who would like to speak? Alrighty then. We'll move on to the financial report. 9 months of the fiscal year are complete.
Nine months. Three quarters are completed for the Park District. I do want to just point out the difference in the Recreation Department compared to last year. It's really a timing issue. Our winter registration this year took place November 28th last year. It was early December, so you will see kind of an apples to apples comparison until we get through December. But I believe winter registration looked better than, you know, looked great. And so there's no reason to think why we won't continue the trend of historically being comparable the last 2 years as far as the rec revenues. We did make our bond payments December 1, so overall total cash, you'll see a decrease of about $1.1 million, and that's due to our debt payment on the 2010 refunding and 2015 refunding bonds. Do you have any questions for me?
We are going to move on to something really special here, which is approval of resolution number 890. Louise Wheel or Weil?
Weil.
Louise Weil's 15 years of service. I'm going to read the. Whereas Louise Weil was hired and employed as the registration office supervisor in the rec department of the Glencoe Park District on November 24th, 2003. Whereas Louise has been a vital part of the registration office and customer service staff, on which she has, over the years, brought much credit and honor to her now current position as the registration customer service manager for the Park District, and whereas her service, dedication, and leadership abilities have been an asset to the Glencoe Park District through a period of district growth and change with regard to implementing, automating, and continually improving the district's registration procedures and policies, and whereas Louise efficiently and effectively played a major role in successfully transitioning procedures from a lottery to a new real-time registration process, and whereas Louise, who with her staff has brought enhanced customer service and dedication to the district, and whereas Louise has successfully maintained the detailed safety committee meeting minutes in her role on the safety and wellness committee, and whereas Louise has brought 15 years of experience, knowledge, and historical perspective to the district, and now, therefore, be it resolved, the Glencoe Park District Board of Commissioners, representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the meritorious service of Louise Weil and record it in the permanent record of Glencoe Park District for all to see. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its passage, adopted this 18th day of December 2018, pursuant to a roll call vote as follows. So I can just say.
Make a motion to approve.
I can say, should I say ayes? And then everybody can say aye. Is that really how it goes? Or
no, you can just say make a motion
okay,
to
make
approve
a motion
the resolution.
To approve this.
So moved.
Dudley?
Second.
So moved. Second.
Josh? I'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Come on up, Lori. So, first of all, you have to stand up here as Carol says nice words about you.
Oh.
It's a case audience now, too.
Thank you.
So, Larise, we've done this how many times in my 20 years that we have employees come to be recognized, and it speaks to the type of person and boss that you are, that your staff, other departments are here. Your husband's here, who is kind of a built-in volunteer himself. So that's another story. But just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your hard work and efforts since the day that I hired you. For the Park District, you always give 150%. You do it with a smile, and you're so polite, and both customers internally and externally can't say enough of how wonderful of a job that you do. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate those words.
I get to talk too.
Okay.
No, I'm never at a loss. Oh, well, you get on. Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Larise and actually her team has the position of taking the phone calls and the people that come to the front desk. They're the front line. And a lot of the times they're the ones that get the angry people first. And have to take all that for something they didn't even do. And the way Larise handles situations like that is amazing. To the point where by the time they get to me, they're all calm and we're able to discuss the situation rationally. And it has to do with a lot of you. And then you imparted that wisdom onto your team and how they handled everything. So I can't thank you enough for that. It means more than I can say. So thank you very much. So I get to give you a hug.
President Brooks.
Thank you.
Happy 50 years. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So you have to go out and take a picture with her.
She's going to maybe say a few words.
I'll say a few words. I don't want to make this like Academy Awards, so I'll just say.
Don't worry, we have music ready to cue you off. If you go too long, we'll get the music going.
I really appreciate being recognized by the board and by the leadership team. It means a lot to me. I also want to say that I'm very grateful to work for this park district. I enjoy working with the people closely that I do. Some of them have become very good friends of mine, and it's like a blessing because you don't always get that where you work. So that means a lot to me, a lot. And I'm glad that I can continue to make a difference in the community or for the community. And I guess the only other thing that I could say other than thank you so much is this is from a movie that we watch movies. Anthony Hopkins in the movie Meet Joe Black, he says, although he's talking about his life and living 65 years, but it would be 15 years. Don't they go by in a blink? Because that's what it seems like a blink. I just remember when I was being interviewed, and I can't believe it's been 15 years. So, and I want to thank Lauren and Jill and Dennis and Ann for being here. I know you could be eating home at dinner, and everyone else. Thank you so much for everything. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can go over around the table.
Do the next. You get up.
Oh, okay, I'll go with you.
Okay. Get your picture taken.
Get your picture taken. With, me, with the double Lisas.
Oh, yeah.
Business, I'm sure you don't want to go anywhere, especially Dennis. He promised he'd stay to the very end.
No, you can leave. You don't have to stay. We're like afraid to leave. I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay, so we will move on to staff reports, and the first is business.
All right, Carol, you're up.
Well, I really don't have too much to add to my current report, just what our staffs are turning in the budget right now, kind of busyness at the end of the year. So, change over in our little fighter, he's coming tonight, see you tomorrow. So, really, just it's more budget right now.
Alrighty then, rec and facilities.
Again, not too much else other than that's in my reports if anyone has any questions.
I've really been looking at that. Any questions?
I had a comment on the rec and facilities. I recently had Eva's birthday party there, and I just wanted to say that it was a really good experience. And I think it's, I know that for a while you're kind of losing money, and I know we changed the format where we don't really do the packages, and I think that that works great, and you know, it's just really nice to have for the community for us to have to use TakeIf for that purpose. And you know, everyone was really easy and great to work with.
Great, thanks for the feedback.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Okay, all righty. So, parks and maintenance, Chris.
Well, we had December's weather in November, and it looks like we're getting November's weather here in December, so it's been good for the ice rink, but finally kind of catching up on things. I'll let Lisa kind of give the status update on Woodlawn and the director's report, but things are moving ahead here. We've wrapped up things at TakeIf on the parking lots. We got our solar lights installed. Just starting to work on budget cycles, next year's projects, kind of tying up loose ends throughout the park district. We did unfortunately have our controlled burn snowed out, which isn't typically the case in November, but they were not pleased with that, but we did get a significant amount of invasives removed, regardless if there's a burn or not, so we're already in a better place for next year than we've been with that particular area in probably 7 to 10 years. So, any other questions in my report?
Bon?
Quick. Oh, do you want to give that update?
No, you can go ahead and give that update.
I'm excited to say that Woodlawn Park will be opening tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. What? Now, it's going to be muddy. The landscaping's not in, but we're not holding back
on
opening
it.
Just
not do anything, just take down the fence and let people kind of...
Yeah, okay. The safety surface is in, it's safe.
Well, yeah, it
is. The grass not growing in, so outside the sidewalks it's muddy and stuff. So you'll see improvements to that in spring, but we want to get people on the playground.
So we'll have, you know, like Lisa said, there'll be probably a pretty significant landscape restoration there between... the detailed natural plantings and just the regular turf grass, but there's just no reason to keep the fence up all winter long. So playground equipment is done. It's pretty exciting. We were over there today playing on it.
Video tomorrow.
Testing. I know that the contractors will be very happy to finish what is most likely their last playground for the season. So I'm very happy with the final product. I have to say that it's really going to be a showstopper when we have leaves on those trees and everything really comes in. So it's there's been a lot of excitement in the neighborhood, a lot of gawkers through the fence. When are you going to open? I mean, there's not a day I go out there that someone doesn't yell out of their car as they drive by, when's it going to open? So I'm excited. My team's excited. I mean, finished up the remainder of the owner work that we can do this year, got the benches in, trash cans, restoration. I did note in my report, I think we had 240 yards of playground safety mulch, like the equivalent of like 4 semi-trucks full of mulch that went in there. So that was delivered here and then trucked over there by our team. So we were able to save significant costs by doing that in-house versus having the contractor do that. So it's
And I know I say this when we do every playground. That's my new favorite. But it's, what's really fun is that every playground we've done over the last 4 years, which was how many we were saying? Six playgrounds?
Wow.
They're all different. Mm-hmm. And you get a different play experience at each one. This one included, and I'm really excited for the spring when the leaves are full and you really get that experience in there.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a showstopper.
At least I remember when we did a bike tour several years ago.
Yeah.
And we run through all the parks. And one of the points you made to us is you would like to see all the parks being a little bit different.
Yeah.
Of course, I was with some people on Friday night, and one of them is a woman who lives in that neighborhood. Her kids are in their thirties, so they're never going to play in the park. But she was extraordinarily excited about it. Told me she wished her kids had been in something like that when she lived there, or would rather when they were growing up. And she thought it was a tremendous use of my fellow board members of taxpayer dollars, saying this really enhances property values in this part of the community. So I was rather excited about that. Now, you know, thinking about future elections, I sort of took undue credit for all this because I had nothing to do with it. But all of you have done so much to make it possible.
And
I'd like to add something. My grandchildren have been eyeing that since the work began. And they will be very excited because they're coming over this weekend.
There you go. Bring them over there.
You do with them.
The other thing, I was in the fitness center earlier this week, Yay Fitness Center, and a fellow came up to me and he said, I live on Woodlawn across from the new park. And he's an elderly gentleman, even older than me. And he said, I'm 86 years old. And I really like what you've done with the park. And I think it's going to be great to hear the laughter and the voices of children across the street. And I'm there, yeah!
I'm so excited to hear that. Thanks for sharing that, Dudley.
Is that Jerry?
That's awesome.
His name is Jerry. Every time he stops me.
Is his name Jerry?
Yeah,
that's Jerry. Yeah, he's awesome.
I think what's so special about that park is it really does, it offers a lot of space for reflection and kind of just a place to chill out, read a book, you know, read the news. It's not just really, it's not a playground. It's really kind of a spot to reflect in nature and take time out. So I think we're going to see some use there that we may not see in some of our other neighborhood parks like Vernon and Old Elm, where folks might kind of just use that as a gathering spot.
Picnic and there's
I'm hoping to go there and see people playing cards and reading and you know sitting with
picnic
their dogs
and running and running.
I think it's worthy of traveling to it. You know, we talk about these playgrounds and for the most part they draw whomever is in the immediate vicinity, but I think this, I've always thought this playground is going to get people from all over the community to visit.
It's definitely a community playground.
And quick question for you, Chris, about the burn. Burns don't clear out invasive species, right? The roots are still there, so
they can help to create growing conditions that are favorable to what's actually supposed to be there. They can help adjust the soil pH. Typically, with invasive species, they all have lots of different ways of choking out what's already there, you know, whether they grow faster or they create chemicals in the soil that put other species off, or their fruit doesn't taste good so none of the animals eat it, but a burn will help with that. I mean, it's not the magic bullet. There's no substitute for somebody out there pulling weeds and treating them.
Right.
So we got that as part of our component with PISO, so we had 10 visits that where they came out and actually they have that level of expertise where everything green isn't good. So they're pulling things like poison ivy, buckthorn, lots of other plants as well, so there's nothing that's popping into my head coming to mind. But
wait, so they're going out there and pulling?
Yeah, so they pull, they cut, they treat the stumps, and are really like a premier kind of landscape maintenance company. So it's not just going out and cutting everything down. One of the things, if you go out there now, one side is a little bit more bare than the other, and it is really more has to do with the fact that one side is needed a lot more work than the other. So the stuff that's growing on the east side was in better shape. It was more natural plants, woody plants, and the stuff on the west side was more buckthorn and grapevine, things that were just not good. So it's a little bit more open now than most people are used to seeing, but we've actually got some compliments on it, which is great.
Good. Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Great. Good.
Another quick question. one of my neighbors asked about the kind of buffering we're going to have between Green Bay Road and the equipment itself.
That's a cool question.
And is that, that's going to be covered by
landscaping? Yeah, so we're going to have eventually a split rail fence in the spring.
Okay, that's cool.
But we're going to just wait until the ground is fully thawed to install that. So we're going to have that on the three boundaries of the playground.
Oh, okay,
so it'll be Green Bay, Woodlawn, and the other boundary sheet as well. But we won't have it up against the residences because there's some pretty mature landscaping there already.
So consistent with all of
with
our,
all
consistent
our
with everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Which,
same
by the way, they look so good.
Yeah.
Same with the park ID sign. That won't be going up until the spring.
Oh, right,
because
right. Too bad.
Yeah.
After all that
sign.
Really?
I know.
Well, maybe if it's going
to I really want to see the sign out there.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
It's a, it's
and,
like a billboard size.
And you'll have a little, some kind of little pop-up celebration, do you expect, perhaps?
Probably in the spring.
Spring.
Yeah, yeah,
in the spring.
Of course
we'll have a more formal one. Now we're just going to...
Like near the end of school or something like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
the kids play on it now.
All right, sounds good.
So,
anything else?
Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
All right, marketing communications?
Everything's in my report if you have any questions. Watts is going great and gearing up for winter break. We have a lot of activities next week, 2 weeks, if people are wondering. We have the fitness center open almost every day except Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We have a winter break camp. We have open gym. We have open skating extra. So lots of great stuff.
I have to thank Erin and Bobby's team because on our snow day, they did a they flew into action right away and put open gym in, and then they did a pop-up class, which was extremely successful. The Erin got on social media immediately, and people really picked up on it.
And they picked up that quickly.
That fast, and they were in. So it was an instructor who was willing to do that. It was Gray, who lived in town, and then an open gym. And I think we had, at one point, I swear, 100 kids in that gym.
I think we had over 100.
Yeah. Because a lot of times when they close schools, you can still get to places.
Oh, I love open gym.
And we still had our children's circle was open and our kids club went to full day for that day too. So we always keep those open unless it's an extreme blizzard where no one can move. But we try very hard to keep those open for working parents.
So
and a lot of kids were at Watts flooding.
And yes, and Watts and
facility.
Yeah, yeah. So we're here for winter fun. Now we just need winter to come back.
There have been times that O'Hare Airport has been closed and the Take a Center has been
open. I'm pretty much a stickler on that one. So.
Fantastic. Well done. Okay. And the ever-popular Safety and Wellness Committee. I think, Carol, that's you.
We're safe.
Yeah, we did receive our, I don't know if you had...
I put in my report, but go ahead. You say it.
That we did receive our final score from Panorama for our loss control review, and I believe it was 97.5.
We argued to get that additional 1/100th of a point.
So we will officially be accredited for another 3 to 4 years. They are changing the review process, but there's a lot of hard work by all departments to get through the loss review process, so we're really extremely pleased with that.
And I believe we improved across the board.
We did.
Year over year.
Which is
review over review.
Mm-hmm. Anything weirdly surprising? Anything that stuck out like, boy, that's strange? Nothing? That you want to talk about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's a comical anecdote or some kind of interesting thing that you learned.
There's always some change in the law that you feel like somebody is just out there ruining fun.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. A lot of fun rules.
And you wonder, where is the lawsuit for that one? So.
Where you know that there's someone there out there who's just responsible for that change.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, it's really... We've all been through loss control review before, so it was nothing new. I mean, they changed the process. It's like a new software update where they have to change it a little bit every time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the whole, I think it was a great deep dive into everything that we do. And doing it at the same time as the DA, well, there definitely was, you know, some challenges with just managing everything administratively. There was a lot of things that were new in the loss control review that we already had on hand from the DA. So it wasn't like we were reinventing the wheel because we had those two processes together.
Good.
We're never doing that again, right?
No.
Okay, and the executive director report.
All right. Just briefly, this is the time of year we always put our year in review. So I'm not going to read the whole list, but I just want to, you know, just do a few of the ones that really stand out. Obviously, our IPRA, IAPD, Distinguished Accreditation, that was a goal we set 2 years ago. Very time-consuming for all the department heads, and we're very proud to have that accreditation. It's a voluntary process we went through, and it just helps us become better, and I think we did through the process, so proud of that. We were national gold medal finalists for the second year in a row, and both of those honors are really the first time in our over 100-year history. They talked about the procurement loss control. We upgraded our bond rating. So all those things. I'm not open to fitness center, which really meets a different programming need. Overall, we have had a wonderful year, and I'd like to thank our team for that because they always are striving to do things better, more efficiently for our community, and it's really, you can tell it's really a passion for all of them. So thank you very much. Other than that, I think everything else is in here. I don't really think I have anything else to add. Oh, I do have one other thing to add. As you know, I put information about the Illinois Sand Management Working Group. After it went to print, went out to you that afternoon, I had word that we were one of 10 grant submissions that were granted. Our project is being funded.
Oh, it is.
So in layman terms, what that means in layman terms, it means that the placement of sum to determine how much pending funding volume of sediment needs sand from Waukegan Harbor will be placed onto the beaches at four locations. We are one of them. If you recall, as part of the sand management group, Glencoe was one of the four communities, and there's probably about 10 or 12 in that sand management group. I was in on the ground floor of those meetings, so I got our district on there. So it's us, Lake Bluff, I believe Evanston, and Foss are the four demonstration sites. So we'll be completed at full federal expense.
Wow. Nice.
I really like that. Rather than cost sharing, which was originally what we tried for. So we're very excited about that. Don't look for that this summer, but probably next summer because things find a little slower. So we are very proud of that. Bobby and I attended the meeting, and they said, oh, we probably won't find out for a while, and then all of a sudden the email came through that we were one.
It really solves a big problem.
Well, you know, it's just another step towards sand nourishment. There's still a long way to go, but we have such a hard time bringing sand down to our beach when we have to nourish it. It's so expensive that we haven't done it since I've been here because it's pretty much just washing money away.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just one step. You know, we'll have to look. Being part of this group is also, this is a short-term solution. We're also looking for long-term solutions eventually, but this will help us keep our beaches open by keep on replenishing the sand because it's just washing down there and it's building up. And what they were doing is taking that sand from the harbor and just putting out in the middle of the lake, the deepest part that they could find in the area. And we're like, we need that sand. So we're very excited about that. There's a lot of communities that want this sand, and including Highland Park next door.
And
we got it.
Because we have
it.
Yeah.
We got it.
So,
I did have a question about the sand management thing when I was reading it.
Yeah.
I don't mean to suggest anything or to raise alarms, but I thought I remember that there was some kind of PCB contamination in Waukegan, and I wanted to make sure. I'm sure you wouldn't suggest.
Yes. No, it's all clean. It's been thoroughly tested. All the sand that they would place on ours has been thoroughly tested. It's clean. It has passed all the regulations, and we talked about that at the meeting also.
Good question.
That's a really good question. We wouldn't want to do that. The only problem is that we'll work with Aaron when this happens 2 years from now, is that it always looks different than what's on the beach because it gets sun, you know,
sure.
The sun lightens it. So we'll do a whole
education
piece about this is what it looks like, but if it's in the sun, looks this. It's very clean sand. So.
Right. Okay. So
yep.
I think part of that education might be just proactive in case somebody is hurt.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right. Continually describe it as clean, tested.
Yes, tested. So we'll work on all that as it comes online.
Yeah.
Again, it's not going to happen overnight, but that's something that we're very happy that we're a part of. Other than that, do you have any questions for me? Hopefully, if you
want. Is that like fully funded? It's not the kind of thing that disappears?
Full federal. Well, Right now, that's guaranteed.
Okay.
For that first year.
Right.
So hopefully, yeah, our goal is to have that funded every year, mm-hmm, moving forward, and then adding other park districts or villages to it, to that, any of our beach friends. So. If anybody else still wants to go to conference, please let us know, either Friday or Saturday. Jenny's taking registrations.
All right. So?
I do want to go. I just am waiting to see when my work meeting is scheduled.
Okay.
I just didn't want to cancel. I didn't want you to pay for me and then have to.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, because we can just, if there's the early bird, but we can pay the regular one. It's not a problem. It's cheaper than canceling out, so.
Okay, I'll just wait then.
Early bird ended already, so.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Even up to the day before, we can register you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we will move on to action items. The first is, I entertain a motion to approve the updated salary ranges and grades for full-time positions as presented.
So moved.
Second. And any discussion, commissioners? Any questions?
Well, I think we should say that this is based on the recommendation of our consultants.
Yes, the Hay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We discussed this about a month ago.
We did.
In committee, yep.
Yep, it was, yep, discussed.
Yep.
All right, roll call.
Okay, if nothing further, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2019-20 master plan capital projects as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
I did have one question.
Yes.
For the pier, we anticipated, we have a pier down on the beach.
We do.
It needs some repair on the decking.
Correct.
Would that be covered under the capital improvements plan or separate?
Fund 65. Right? 65 or operating?
Or operating.
Or operating budget.
Okay.
We'll put some
in the operating.
Yeah, we're not.
To cover that.
Correct.
Okay. So wouldn't have to be.
Just like every year.
Yes. Anything else?
I did have one.
Sure.
This is really feedback from the late month committee from last week, I guess, former Commissioner Gorman commented that he had heard that the North Overlook was actually on village property, which I don't know if that's news to you or if he's been here a year about that. But.
Well, okay, I can give you a little, because I remember Commissioner Underdog brought up in the meeting, I said that's, well, it may be their property, it's our infrastructure. So let me give you a little history, because we have this whole history thing on this one. The Hazel and Park Avenue overlooks were not part of the original that doesn't matter. The original overlooks were built prior to 1986. The village and the park district partnered in 1986 to complete repairs and upgrades to the retaining walls leading to the plant and beach. The overlooks were not included in this project. The North Overlooks is named in honor of Stanton Schumann, a longtime Glencoe resident and former park president. You know, I need to know that. This led to a huge donation for that overlook. As portions of Lakewood Park were originally owned by private citizens and the village prior to the organization of the park district, in the late 1990s, the park district engaged in a legal process to establish documented legal ownership of the entire parcel for purposes of receiving an ASLAT grant. While records relating to the original construction ownership of the overlooks has not been located, the park district signed an easement agreement with the village of Glencoe in October of 1998 that formalized the overlooks as an improvement owned by the park district. While the village legally retains ownership of the property, the park district is responsible for all costs related to the overlooks. This agreement gave the park district ability to expand the Schumann Overlook. The original portion of the overlook that requires a maintenance for the next year is on park district-owned property. The agreement also stipulates that the park district must seek village approval for any improvement or repairs, which we will do. The district is also mandated by the agreement to keep the overlooks in a safe condition. In the late 1990s, not hundreds, the Park District accepted a number of donations, including $25,000 from the Safran family to renovate the Schumann Overlook. The Overlook donation project eventually led to the Safran donation to the beach house. So while it may have been in ownership of the village at one time, in the 80s, when we made improvement, it turned over to us.
It's uncanny that you had that whole thing.
I know, isn't it? It's amazing, isn't it? The Overlook, the North and South Overlooks were expanded and renovated by the Glencoe Park District in 2001. This caused phase three of the renovation of Lakefront Park. The cost of the entire project was approximately $250,000.
Thank you for answering
that. You're welcome.
Yeah,
it was cheaper then. So, believe me, we would not have paid for a study on property that we know that was not owned by the village,
right.
Or that was not owned by the park district. So, we did this exercise to see who was ownership before we even entered in that study.
And that project would commence. When do you think that? Is there a time you wouldn't want it to be done?
Or? That would be TBD at this point. I mean, I think we have to move through design development and understand the scope of what repairs are necessary.
Right. Okay. So, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Boren?
Yes.
Mr. Kimball?
Yes.
Mr. Ludden?
Yes.
Mr. Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve cancellation of the January regular board meeting as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdog?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I do not have any.
No? Okay. So I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seven.
Wow, they're on a roll, you two.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you all. Oh, my God.